Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, live from Maryland, it's a guy who has got a combined following on social media of 2.3 million. That's a whole lot of people that are going to see your selfie, Evan.
Hell yeah.
That's like a hell yeah, people are going to see my face all over the internet. You sound like you enjoy this.
Exactly.
You're also known as a Dwarf Mamba, or perhaps better known as Dwarf Mamba. You're 19 years old, you live in Maryland, and you are attending college there as well. Tell me how you would go about introducing yourself to the people that are not already following you.
Well, my name is Evan, better known as Dwarf Mamba from Vine. I make these 6-second clips, comedy clips, that basically portrays like my dwarfism. Like, I use my dwarfism to my advantage when it comes to making these videos. It's not only Vine, it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and yes, I make these short clips and they're just hilarious.
I mean, when you started, though, and your stuff is very, very funny. When you started, though, I mean, you didn't start thinking that you were going to rack up this amount of following, right? You just start, like, how did it all start?
Well, yeah. So when the app Vine came out, I was looking at it, you know, looking at all these other Viners. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. You know, they're funny. They're growing. And I never really took it serious until I made this one Vine. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. It's called Like Mike. It's with Little Bow Wow. And he puts on these Michael Jordan basketball shoes, right?
Yeah.
He puts them on and he says, he whispers, make me like Mike. He puts them on and he dunks like from the foul line. So I had this idea. I was like, you know what? I want to recreate that and make it in, like, in a funny way. So what I did was I took my brother's shoes. Like size 12, so clearly not the same size as me. Look like I'm wearing clown shoes. I whisper, make me like Mike, and I go to dunk a basketball, but I get stuffed by the rim. I come up short and I fall down. And instantly, when I posted that, it blew up. I woke up the next morning, it would have, I would say, with 20,000 likes. And I was like, oh, like, wow, people actually like this, you know? So I continued to make more videos that, like, I guess, focus on my dwarfism, and people started just loving it. You know, they started blowing up every day. I would gain followers, comments like, hey, go check this guy out. He's funny. He's, like, different. It's unique. And that's how, I guess, I came about Dwarf Mamba.
I mean, it is crazy. You've got, this is numbers beyond what I can even say. I mean, I hope I'm going to get this right. 145,496,648 loops.
Yes, that is correct.
It's crazy. What do you think it is that has just drawn people to your channel?
I think what it is, like I said before, it's like a different and unique kind of comedy. Like, you see, like, other people, I guess, I don't know if you know Daniel Tosh, Tosh.0, for example.
Yeah.
Like, people do comedy, like, making fun of other people, you know, using their accidents or whatever to their advantage, you know, making fun of them, laughing at them and saying, hey, look at this. But instead, I'm using my dwarfism to my advantage and saying, showing people it's like okay to be different, you know? It's like it's okay to be different. You just gotta make the most out of it. Just be happy for you are. Make jokes about it, rest and right, you know, it's all right, but in the end you're just happy for you who you are, you know?
Mm.
And I think people really see that and it really connects with them and they can feel like, especially people with dwarfism, they like, I was actually scared. Like, I was offending them in a way, you know? But actually, I've seen comments like, wow, like, this is really coats me, like, with my dwarfism. I don't have to look down on it anymore. I can, like, look at it a whole new way and be happy and funny about it, you know? So it's just, it's a different type, I feel like, of comedy.
Absolutely. And it's a great one. It clearly is, because you've got 145 million loops. You also collab quite a bit. Talk to me for a second about the Vine community, because there's a bunch of people that are just running Vine. You're one of them. But you seem to all huddle up together, you guys.
Yes, actually, they're all in like Logan Paul, Curse of Poor, Max Jr. They're all settled in L.A. as of now. And I'm all the way on the other side of the country in Maryland. So it's kind of hard to collab with them. But when I do, I fly out in L.A. and I stay with Logan Paul, who's also a Viner. I believe he has about 6 million, 8 million followers.
Yeah.
They all live in – funny. They all live in the same complex, like, apartment. And they all just come together and collab and make videos. Like – for instance, when I first went out there, I never met these people before, you know? And I was with Logan. I was like, hey, how do I get a hold of or collab with these people? To like, literally everyone that you see on Vine is in this same building. So I would like just walk down the hall and knock on like Curtis's door and like, hey, if you want to like collab, make a Vine. He's like, yeah, sure. Like, that's what they do. They just like, they're all friends. They knock each other's door, saying, hey, can you help me out with this video? And they do, and you know, they're there for you. And it's just, it's a well community, well known, like, nice environment.
Yeah, I mean, you got King Bach hanging out, you got Logan Paul. Logan Paul's doing things with the movie Baywatch and that. Are you making money out of this as well? Is everyone turning this into income?
Yes, they are, actually. I guess with advertisements, let's say you do an advertisement on Vine, for 6 seconds, you make money off of that. Or I put my videos onto YouTube, and all the views and the advertisements that's on YouTube, I guess the tracking, like the trafficking that happens on those videos, I just get a certain amount of money. I'm not 100% sure how it works, but that's as much as information I know.
Listen, I think it's fantastic what you're doing, and you're putting out some really, really great stuff. Tell me, though, about getting it in 6 seconds. I mean, that's the challenge of Vine, is telling a story in 6 seconds. And so from a storytelling perspective, how do you get better at that?
6 seconds? I guess, honestly, 6 seconds isn't long enough for me. I would have to shorten it for Vine. Like, not the full skit I really wanted, you know? Like, I can't crack as more jokes. So for the 6 seconds of I'm thinking too much here. Sorry. But so I take the 6 seconds and I guess I stretch it out longer, you know, make the joke longer, make the skit much longer, and I bring it to Facebook or Instagram, you know, because like Vine, it's not 6 seconds isn't that long. For like, I guess comedy, like it's just short skit comedy, but I want to do full skit. So I bring my Vine, I guess how you like stretch it, you know, and make it longer for Instagram and Facebook.
Tell me then, how are the family and friends taking to this whole thing? Can they believe that you make money off little videos of you just messing around?
Blow up, my parents didn't believe me at all. Like, they're like, yeah, whatever, you know, social media, you know, kids nowadays, they're so caught up in that. And they couldn't believe. I'm like, no, like, really, look, I have 1 million. Like, this one, I have 1 million. I was like, I have 1 million people following me on this app. And I was getting calls from, you know, like, TV shows, interviews from other people. And then they're like, they couldn't really believe it, you know, like it was too good to be true. And I guess my friends, they haven't really changed on me yet, really, but they always make jokes like, if we go out to eat, like, hey, why don't you pay for it? You know, you got all that Vine money or something. And I'm like, no, I just want to be like one of you guys, you know? Like, I'm still Evan. I'm still Evan around the house and still Evan when I'm hanging out with you. But I guess when it comes social media and fans, I'm Dwarf Mamba, but I still want them to see me as like Evan. Yeah.
What are you studying, by the way, over in Maryland?
Right now, I'm studying accounting.
Oh no, that sounds horrible.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But you're going to push through. Is this the parents want you to get like a solid thing? And then do you think after this you're going to move to LA and hang out in that building with all the other Varnas?
Yeah, like exactly like you said, like the parents, it's kind of like just like a plan B sort of, you know? Like just in case this doesn't pop off, I would still have an accounting degree and I could go work anywhere with that. But hopefully after college, yes, I will move out to LA and pursue this into a bigger field.
Well, listen, if you're ever in South Africa, we would love to meet you and have you stop by and hang out a little bit in real life and maybe make a vine or two.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I
always wanted to be outside the country.
It's been very, very cool having you on. Give me a final word for all the people out there listening to you right now that are fans or maybe coming across you for the very first time. What is it that you want to leave everyone with?
All right, guys. Well, make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Check me out on Vine and Facebook. My handle is Dwarf Mamba. DwarfMamba. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to me, getting to know me. I hope you got to know me better and you see me a different way. And thank you very much.
Fantastic. That there is Evan Eckenrode live from Maryland, where he's studying an accounting degree. But as soon as he's done with that, he's going to go live in the house with all the other Viners. And he is all over social media, from Instagram to Vine to Facebook. Evan, thank you so much for hanging out. That there is Dwarf Mamba.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.